Last week in our homework segment, we asked listeners to tell us their nicknames, and so many responded. Today we share three of our favorites. The first from listener Larry Bentz, who called in with a story about his twin sister and her newborn son, Michael.
And given that we were competitive our whole lives, it was very important to me that Michael would say my name first instead of his mom's. So I would go into his room and sit there literally for like an hour, 2 hours, and just keep saying, la, 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 because my name's Larry. And I would say, Uncle Lala, Uncle Lala. So anyway, because I would do that, his first words were, la, la. And from that day forward, my nickname has been La or Lala.
My name is Les Cameraman, and I live in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And my nickname is Kub, or more properly, Kubla, from Kubla Khan, the grandson of Genghis Khan. My father loved the Samuel Taylor Coleridge poem, In Xanadu to Kubla Khan, a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alf, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. And that's where my name came from. But when I introduced myself to new acquaintances, I simply use the name Les, because whenever I say Kub, they go, what? I go, Kub, they go, what? I say Kub, they say, what? I say, Les. He almost named my brother Xanadu. Well, thank God he didn't.
My name is Melissa Wheeler, and I live in Oakland, California. And my nickname, my childhood nickname, is Giggy, because I giggled a lot. Both my parents were writers, and my letters from them always started out with Dear Gig. Gig turned to be the more adult name of Giggy. Little did I know that, I mean, it took me completely by surprise that my nickname would be something that I missed with my parents. About a year after my mother died, I saw a note that I had saved from her, and it started out, Dear Gig. And it really hit me that my nickname died along with my parents.
Thanks to everyone who called or wrote in. That's including you, Pookie. And you, Andy Pants. And yes, even you, Stinkpot. Next week, we offer you a chance to fulfill your Hollywood dreams. While the screenwriter's strike continues, make up a plot line for the TV show you've missed the most. And send it to homework@npr.org. Or call our homework hotline at 202-408-5183. That's 202-408-5183. Please include your real name and phone number.